What happened last week to Andrew Brown Jr. in North Carolina? All we know for sure is that police were serving search and arrest warrants on felony drug charges. That's what they say. And during that encounter, police shot Mr. Brown. Body camera footage is not yet public, although Pasquotank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten says he wants permission to release it.
We ask for your patience and your support as we work to do the right thing.
Laura Palliser, reporter for WUNC, is covering this story. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to note that in other shootings around the country, the public has seen the video right away, sometimes even the same day. Why not this time?
Yeah, this is a bit of a different story this time around. So body camera footage is not public record in North Carolina. And Sheriff Tommy Wooten says he will consult with the State Bureau of Investigation to see if releasing the video would impede that bureau's work. The State Bureau of Investigation, however, has said they don't decide when and how body camera video is released. And in North Carolina, ultimately, that decision is up to a judge whether the footage is released. But when a law enforcement agency asks a court to release the footage, that can speed up and facilitate that process.
Okay, so for the moment at least, we're in the dark. We know that video of shootings like this or incidents like this, when released, often dramatically changes the narrative, dramatically changes our understanding of events. But with that said, what evidence is available now?
Well, so at this point, there is very little information that's been delivered by the county sheriff's department. We do know that, you know, this happened in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and that last Wednesday, Pasquotank Sheriff deputies say they were serving drug-related warrants for Andrew Brown Jr. when they shot and killed him. And seven deputies have been placed on administrative leave. We do have an eyewitness report, an eyewitness who spoke with reporters and said that Andrew Brown was shot in the back as he tried to drive away.
Well, what kind of place is Elizabeth City where this happened?
Well, it's a small community, about 18,000 residents. It's on the northeastern edge of North Carolina, and slightly over half of the population is Black. And I think it's worth noting that, you know, there are very different looking communities in the rural South, and there are some really significant historically large Black communities in many rural counties and in many small cities. And I did want to play a clip. Andrew Brown's son, Khalil Farabee, spoke at a church on Saturday. Here he is.
With all these killings going on, I never expected this to happen so close to home. Like, he left a close and tight family.
Well, how is the community responding as we wait, await more information?
Well, city leaders, residents, and activists have demanded that the body camera footage is released to the public. And on Saturday afternoon, the president of a local NAACP publicly demanded that the sheriff resign. A prominent civil rights leader, Reverend William Barber, was in Elizabeth City on Saturday. He spoke on the matter as well. And really, there have been back-to-back protests here in Elizabeth City, back-to-back protests for a number of days.
Okay, we'll keep covering this story and wait for the body cam footage. Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Laura Palliser of WUNC.